Look at you. I love the way you look when you're all tied up. So helpless. So delicious. You're so eager for this, aren't you? Tell me how much you want, mistress. Go on. Tell me how your cunt aches for me. Such a good little slut. It's almost hard to believe now. You were so innocent when I found you. Before I made you my filthy little fuck toy. Oh, just that word made you squirm. You love it so much when I tell you what a dirty, perverted, eager little girl you are, don't you, slut? You love how it feels to be such a twisted whore. I know you do. You always have. When we met, you were trying so hard to push it all down inside, where nobody would ever find it. But I could tell. And your innocence. Your fake purity. Oh, that just made me want to corrupt you even more, baby girl. And to see those lips that couldn't even say the word sex without blushing, wrapped around my strap-on. To hear those little squeaks of embarrassment give way to moans of pleasure. To make you beg me to violate you like the depraved slut I always knew you were. I still remember that night when you finally gave in to those desires. I'd been teasing you for months, wearing shirts that were just a little bit too low cut. Holding eye contact just a second too long. Making the filthiest jokes in the break room just to see that beautiful flush start spreading across your face and chest. Oh, don't think I didn't notice you started wearing low-cut shirts too. Even then, you couldn't resist the urge to show off. To be stared at. To be fucked and used in other people's fantasies the way you secretly wanted to be in real life. I could tell you wanted it, even if you couldn't admit it to yourself. But I wasn't about to just force myself on you, as appealing as that sounds. No, I wanted to make you admit it. I wanted to hear you say, I'm a filthy fucking whore, and believe it. So, I waited. I kept teasing you, watching and waiting for the perfect opportunity. And that night, it came. I was all alone at my house and you came over. Wanting to complain about something as usual. Or, at least that was your excuse. I don't think most people spend an hour putting on makeup before they head over to a friend's place to bitch about work. And frankly, slut, you weren't being very subtle. The little glances down to my chest. The way you kept finding reasons to touch me, to be nearer to me. You wanted it so badly, and I wanted to give it to you. I started massaging your shoulders. Nothing too exciting yet, but the way you responded. The little gasps you made when I needed your back. I almost thought you were going to come right then and there. But that was just the beginning, wasn't it, slut? Slowly, ever so slowly, I started to snake my fingers up into your hair, just gently stroking it, running my fingers through your soft, beautiful hair, and pulling you closer and closer into my arms. I could feel you starting to tremble, and I knew that you were inches away from giving in completely. So I slowly tangled my hand into the hair at the base of your neck and pulled. God, you made the same noise then as you did just now, somewhere between a moan and a yelp. God, it's so beautiful. And that's when I started nibbling on your ear. Down your neck. And running a hand down your side and onto your hip. And every time you tried to protest, to say you weren't that kind of girl, I gave your hair another little tug, and your complaints turned into soft little moans and whimpers. And after that, you were so eager. And by the time I had you naked, you were soaking wet and begging me to fuck you. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch you there until you told me what you really were. Until you finally admitted that you were a depraved, dirty, perverted, filthy fucking whore, and that you needed me to fuck you. And even after all that teasing, you still hesitated. You were so reluctant to admit that you loved it, to admit that you wanted it, to give yourself that sweet release of finally acknowledging your true self. And so, I just kept teasing you. I teased you so, so cruelly, touching you everywhere except where you wanted it the most, building your sense of arousal beyond anything you'd ever experienced, anything you'd ever imagined, until it was utterly unbearable, and you begged me to tell you what you needed to say. Tell you what you needed to do so I would fuck you. And I did. Say it again for me, pet. Just like you did that night. I'm a slut. I'm a whore. I'm a fucking dirty girl and I need you to fuck me, please. That's right. Good girl. I'm gonna give you what you want. Do you like that? My finger running up and down the inside of your thigh. I bet you do. You're getting so wet for me already. Do you want me to touch that pretty little pussy of yours? Go on, slut. Beg me. Let me hear how much you want it. That much? Well then, if you want it that badly, then I'm going to put my hand right here. Just a few inches above you. And if you want to feel my hand on your cunt, you're going to have to buck your hips up into it. Come on, slut. Move those hips for me. Oh, please, you can try harder than that. I thought you wanted this. There we go, good girl. You're so close. Just a little bit further and... Oh, I'm sorry, pet. I just needed to make sure that you really wanted it as badly as you said you did. I'll stop teasing you. For now. There we go. Doesn't that feel good? My fingers inside of you. Oh yes, moan for me, slut. You know I love every gorgeous noise you make. Just take it nice and slow now. We've got all the time in the world, you and I. Nice and slow. Good girl. Such a good little slut for me. You're always so eager for me, aren't you? Oh yes. You strain against those ropes as hard as you can, girl. Just you try to get away. You know you can't. I can't take it any longer. I have to taste you. I need to taste you right fucking now. Go on. Spread your legs. Oh, good girl. Oh, God, I love this pussy. You know you have the most beautiful cunt I've ever seen, don't you? And believe me, I've seen my share. And the taste. My mouth is watering thinking about it. Oh, there it is. God, I'm addicted to this taste. This is why I need to own you, baby girl, so I can have a taste of this sweetness whenever I need it. Oh, good girl. Push your hips back into my lips and my tongue. Fuck me back. Such a good slut. Such a wonderful, beautiful, fucking amazing slut for me. Are you gonna come for me, my slut? Are you gonna come for your mistress? Oh, you fucking better. Look at me. Look me in the eyes while I lick you. I wanna see how close you are. Come on, whore. Come for me. Come for me. Be a good girl. Be good and come for me like the dirty little slut you are. You make the prettiest sounds when you come for me. What was that? Untie you. Did you think I was done with you, slut? No. You only came once, and I know that a dirty little girl like you needs to come more than once, or you'll just be begging me for it again in a few hours. Not that I mind. You're so cute when you're desperate for attention. Get ready, little girl. I'm gonna make you come again. And your brain is as much of a puddle as the bed. Because that's what sluts like you want and what they deserve. Now, be a good little whore and tell me you need it. That's my good girl, my perfect little slut.